Jak se natáčelo, kolik lidí udělalo desku Embrace?
So we are six piece, but Embrace, you know, how it developed, where it come from, how many people were in, involved in the making of this record, and how long it does it take actually?
Well, Embrace was written in Santa Cruz amongst five members of us. One of them is not a member of the band now. It was written over the course of about a year in Santa Cruz, and then we went up to Vancouver to record it, basically, and it was just inspired by everything that went on in that year, everything that occurred within that point.
Nahrálo jich pět, i když jsou to čestice, tak ale vlastně jeden člen tam ani už není, který to natáčel, napsali to v rodném Santa Cruz a desku natáčeli potom v Kanadě ve Vancouveru. A vlastně se tam odráží to, co zažili během toho roku.
A byli to právě dnešní hosté Brett a Rachel, kdo přišli s tím, že se udělá kapela Sleepy Sun, nebo jak se dali dohromady?
And who started Sleepy Sun? It was you, Brett, or
No, it was all of us. It was actually a natural evolution from an earlier band that was comprised of the majority of the members of Sleepy Sun, and then it sort of just took this natural evolution into what is now Sleepy Sun. But it's an idea, and it's a project based upon the minds of every member. So it's not. It's not created by one person or two people, it's created by six different minds at this point, so.
Je to společné dítě, nikdo není tím, na koho by se dalo ukázat, že založil Sleepy Sun. Všech šest lidí se spojilo hlavy a je to jakoby myšlenka všech členů Sleepy Sun.
A v případě, že Sleepy Sun vznikly z většiny z nějaké předcházející kapely, tak jak ta kapela zněla? Byla taky takhle odkazující třeba k New Age nebo do 60. let, nebo to bylo právě to, co je vedlo k založení nové kapely, že by chtěli znít jinak?
How sounded the previous band? It was it similar to Sleepy Sun? It was, or was it the, like the point you wanted to move from to another sound?
Well, it didn't sound anything like Sleepy. Oh, I mean, I guess you could draw influences from everything, but it was more of a like a garage rock punk, I guess, like the Kinks meets the Stooges sort of thing. It was more concrete than Sleepy Sun is now, and the way it changed was absolutely natural and organic. We did not say that we wanted to all of a sudden make this kind of music. It was very natural, and there was a point there where it was quite awkward, you know, like the musical influences that we were making, like in between what was called Mania and what is now Sleepy Sun, was very, very much weird.
It was like puberty.
Yeah. Your voice is cracking and you're saying things that you don't really necessarily mean, but.
And then you start hitting on girls and whole world changes.
OK, takže Sleepy Sun se od předchozí kapely liší v tom, že jsou mnohem méně zařaditelnější, hůře zařaditelnější. Byl to spíš takový přímočařejší garážový zvuk, to, co dělala ta předchozí kapela Medium, was the name of the previous band?
Mania.
A zkrátka, jako kdybyste srazili Kings se Stooges, teď je to všechno takové nějak přirozeně vzešlé a hůře uchopitelné.
Jak se kapela dělí o vokály, protože vokály jsou jedna z největších deviz Sleepy Sun.
So you share the vocal parts, like you are the main singer, Brett, but Rachel also contributes. But are there any other people involved in it?
In the vocal parts or
like singing?
Evan sings. Hello. Yeah. Like I said, we all like more times than not. I guess I do write the vocal melodies and the lyrics and all that, but like I said, we're influenced by all members, so there could be, you know, a suggestion made by Rachel or by Evan or even by someone who doesn't sing that I would definitely be inspired by, and it helps shape what I do, and vice versa, you know, with guitar parts or bass parts or drum parts and all. Like, it's, I mean, we each have our specific I guess profession or whatever we're best at, and we do strive to bring that out of each individual, but I think it's you know, it's inspired by everyone. It's a mind, one large mind.
Ačkoliv Brett zpívá především, tak taky Rachel zpívá a taky člen Evan, a ačkoliv Brad právě zpívá ve všech písních, tak zdůrazňuje, že je to všechno taky jako inspirace od ostatních lidí z kapely, kteří třeba přijdou s nějakým nápadem. On ho jakoby převezme, ale je to zase dítě všech, takže hodně opravdu skupinová záležitost tihle Sleepy Sun.
Dohrála skladba Lord od Sleepy Sun, hostů dnešní odpolední session, kteří se představí v Chapeau Rouge, a přišel čas na další otázky, které se teď budou týkat toho, jakým způsobem jsou skladby vystavěné a podobně, protože řada z nich na albu Embrace jsou dlouhé skladby a zajímalo by mě, jakou mají strukturu, jakým způsobem jsou vystavěné. Jsou tam nějaké návratné motivy, anebo je to spíš vývoj od něčeho k něčemu při vzniku písně?
He's interested in the structures of the song, how they actually develop since they are a little bit longer, but you said earlier that you use this Wim Baruch's technique also, but how it develops, is there any like stories behind it, or is it like journey, or how do you feel it? If this makes sense for you?
Yeah, this makes sense for me. I think that there's no, we don't have one idea when we go into the studio. We will go in and maybe just start playing something and we'll say, I like that and I like this. And we'll try to link and combine all the different ideas we come up with. And maybe that is why there are so many different ideas in one song, the bigger songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're trying to put all these little ideas into one that we've come up with in different times. So it's never like, I want to make a song that's really rock and roll, or I want to make a song that's really bluesy. It's always a very natural and very slow process. So most of the time.
Je to tak, že přijdu do studia a každý má v hlavě tak nějaké nápady, co by rádi promítli do písniček, a většinou to tak nějak poslepují, takže to není tak, že by přišli s konkrétním nápadem na skladbu a tu zrealizovali, že chtějí mít rokovější, rychlejší a tak dále. Přijdou se spoustou nápadů a poslepují to dohromady a snaží se najít nějaký průsečík.
Když potom vznikne skladba, která obsahuje spoustu nápadů a je třeba i z toho samotného důvodu dlouhá, má třeba 10 minut, tak potom se kapela baví o tom, jestli krátit nebo nekrátit, a když, tak jak, do jaké míry je třeba opakovaný motiv baví? Představuju si to správně?
So when you have these lots of ideas into one song, which develops maybe in 10 minutes or 10 minutes track, do you then discuss which parts to throw off, or who is the judge? And
it's very democratic.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. But no, you know, we'll only take out a part if we really don't like it. If everyone really doesn't like it, and that's, you know, not often. You know, usually we all enjoy the things we come up with. And if we don't like them, we don't take them out, we make them better, you know, because we just like work that way, I guess.
Demokratický proces je skládání písní Sleepy Sun, protože jenom všichni, když opravdu něco nemají rádi na té písničce, tak to jde pryč, ale většinou je to lepší díky tomu, že zkrátka se na tom všichni podílí.
A dneska večer na koncertě uslyšíme víceméně komplet tu debutovou desku, nebo máte ještě nějaké další tracky, které na desce nejsou, ale máte je v záloze právě pro koncerty?
So tonight we'll hear like the most of the album, or do you have any like new tracks?
Oh yeah, actually tonight you'll probably hear more songs that aren't on Embrace than you would. We played in our release show in London. Our record just came out a couple weeks ago, so we played more songs from that album, but we're playing starting to play more and more songs from, actually we've recorded another record that hasn't surfaced yet, but so we're playing a lot of new songs, but yeah, you'll hear some songs from Embrace too, for sure.
Nebudu tolik hrát z desky Embrace, i když jakoby teď vyšla, ale už ji mají docela dlouho nahranou. A mají nahranou už druhou desku, druhé album, ze kterého budou hrát, takže uslyšíme spoustu nových věcí. Oni sice s Embrace hráli hodně, protože měli release party nedávno v Anglii na ATP večírku, ale teď dneska v Chapel Rouge slyšíme spoustu nových, ale i některé z Embrace, ale rozhodně to nebude jenom o téhle desce.
A jak přiblížit zvuk té nové desky? Podobá se Embrace nebo se tentokrát vydali jiným směrem?
So we are interested in a new record, upcoming record. Do you feel, can you like describe if there's any like moving from the sound of this like dramatically, or you are just not just, but are you like developing to some other structures?
It's a journey. It's a journey through time and space. I'm so serious. And it's, you will know it's us. You will know it's Sleepy Sun. But there are some new things that we want to share with our audience, and we want them to like it, you know. But you know, and there's some old, there's sounds from Embrace too, but we have some new things that we want to see if people like or not. And it's kind of like the Muppets, you know, the Muppets, like the puppets that sing. Yeah. And
altogether, I think it's more mature a little bit, just in the sense that it's more cohesive and comprehensive. With Embrace, sometimes can seem all over the place, in good ways, I think. But this next album or these next songs, we haven't decided yet if they're going to be a collection or not. But I think for the most part, we've grown as musicians and as partners, and that comes through these songs, I think, a lot more, I think, than Embrace may seem at times. So I think it's really good, really, really excited to share it with people, but it's not going to be until you're sick of these songs that we'll share the new ones.
Takže nová deska je sice připravená, ale evidentně nespatří světlo světa brzy, protože teď teprve pořádně vyšel debut Embrace a má se odlišovat podle Bretta a Rachel v tom, že je jakoby dospělejší a víc drží pohromadě, konzistentnější dohromady, a jak říkala Rachel, je to cesta časem a prostorem. Myslela to naprosto vážně, zkrátka mají tu desku hodně, hodně rádi, ale můžeme ji slyšet jenom dneska v Chapel Rouge naživo. Rozhodně si ještě nemůžeme koupit.
Což je pozvánka na dnešní koncert, po které hrajeme track, který z Radio Wave znáte asi nejlíp. Otvírák desky Embrace s názvem New Age. A samozřejmě, když se track jmenuje New Age, tak to je přímá nabídka témat pro další mluvený blok. Jaký je váš vztah k hnutí New Age, případně třeba k hippies a k dalším komunitám nebo dalším směrům?
So, basic question. What attracts you to New Age? Is there any connotations behind this movement, you know? We are in 2009, and maybe because you mentioned you have lots of influences maybe from past, but there's something new in it, so how is it?
Yeah, I guess New Age represents rising out of depravity. I think it touches on very low points of civilization and then sort of blossoming out of those. And so yeah, I guess you could relate it to current times that we're having now. Like I told you on the phone the other day, I wrote the lyrics to New Age in the most peaceful place I've ever been in my life. And somehow I was inspired by the complete opposite, which is the paradox between the most peaceful, serene place where, you know, I would watch an old man raising his cattle and I would think, God, he does that all day long. And then he just sits down in the sun and soaks in the rays of the sun. And why did that make me think of, you know, the dirtiest, darkest place possible? I don't know, but I think that's what came out of me at that point. So, and I guess, you know, that does represent a change, a new light.
Vychází to z nějaké deprivace nebo z nějakého úpadku společnosti, ze kterého jakoby vychází pro ně nový věk, nějak něco pozitivního, že z toho rozkvete něco lepšího. Takže ano, přiznávají klidně, je to v duchu New Age hnutí, ale jakoby zasazeného do dnešní doby. A znovu se vrátil k věci, o které jsme se bavili off record, a sice, že měl takový zvláštní zážitek ve švýcarských Alpách, kde se objevil na hodně klidném místě, kde jenom nějaký člověk pásl každý den své ovce a měl pocit něčeho hrozně čistého, což mu kontrastovalo se špínou měst, ve kterých žijeme.
A nábožensky nebo takovým tím smyslem pro víru je vám hnutí New Age taky blízké, nebo ne?
And in the sense of religion, is there some connotations to New Age?
It's any and all.
In New Age, I don't know if there's so much religion though. And there is.
Do you mean like talking about just this one song?
He asked about this.
Well, on the record, yeah, there's. We do touch a lot on spirituality, but it's not necessarily catering to a specific religion. It can be any religion that you may believe in. The song "Lord" that we heard a few songs ago speaks of an ambiguous Lord, which could be Allah, could be Buddha, Jesus Christ, or whatever. I mean, it could. To me, it's neither of those, but rather a higher being, someone. Something outside of yourself or outside of this world or universe. But I think, yeah, we do touch a lot on that. I don't know. It's just inherent in humans, I think, right?
Určitě je zajímá duchovno nebo spiritualita, je to v tom obsaženo, ale ne konkrétně. To hnutí New Age bych už asi k tomu nenapojoval, protože předtím jsme si zase hráli píseň Lord, jako pán, a neznamená to, že by zpívali o Aláhovi, Budhovi nebo křesťanském bohu, ale zkrátka o něčem jakoby nadpozemském větším a nechtí být konkrétní a nejsou konkrétní ani ve svých představách.
Nicméně hnutí New Age právě pracovalo taky s tím, že je to nějaká větší pravda nebo nějaká přesahující věc a nebyl tam konkrétní Bůh a napojení na jednotlivé náboženství, ale možná nechme teď už náboženská témata stranou. Je pravda, že kapela Sleepy Sun žije tak trochu komunitně pohromadě?
So is the truth that you are living all together, as you mentioned off record? And,
yes. Basically, everybody but DJ Tanner lives in the same house.
But now we do.
We're home. Yeah, we're homeless. We live in a van.
We live in a van now.
Takže žijí všichni dopohromadě a nakonec z Rachel vypadlo, že jsou bezdomovci a že vlastně žijí teď v dodávce, se kterou jezdí. Kromě DJ Tarnera, který žije ve vlastním domě. But, ale to, jak víme, je falešné, nebo je to přezdívka. Protože žádný DJ ve Sleepy Sun nehraje.
Jo. A myšleno bezdomovectví a bydlení v dodávce jenom na měsíčním evropském turné, anebo i ve státech?
So you meaning you are homeless in a, living in a van on just on this tour in Europe?
Well, we're willingly homeless. I mean, throughout the year we've.
Yeah, when we go back to San Francisco, we don't have one house anymore. When we left, we gave away our house. And we quit our jobs, and so when we go back, we don't have that house anymore, and some of us don't have those jobs, and so we'll just disappear for a few weeks, and then come back, and we'll be back here, actually.
Yeah, we'll be back in July.
Okay. Takže když opouštěli San Francisco na tohle turné na podporu desky Embrace, tak Sleepy Sun opustili svá zaměstnání, prodali, zbavili se svého domu, kde všichni bydleli, a až se teď vrátí z evropského turné, tak se prý jenom tak na chvíli rozpustí a vypaří, aby se zase vrátili zpátky.
Ještě jedna otázka k New Age nebo odkazům k psychedelii a zpátky do 60. a podobně. Generace lidí, která nejvíc fungovala na konci 60. v těchto hnutích, to jsou dneska v podstatě lidé ve věku dědečků, babiček, a je třeba zvláštní, že v Evropě jejich generace jejich synů a jejich dcer hrozně New Age kritizuje, protože si zažili to špatné rodičovství od hippies. Je možné, že vy se vracíte k New Age, protože už to zase o generaci dál až takhle jednoznačně třeba nevidíte.
Getting back to the roots of all these, let's say, psychedelia or this stuff in the 60s, the music, all these people who made this music are in their 70s right now.
Or six, dead.
Or dead, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Believe it or not, these are the people that come to our shows.
Yeah.
But for example, in Europe, these people and their children criticize these people, their parents, because they weren't very good parents, so they hate it. But maybe you are another generation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Who,
and you will be hated by your children.
Oh, I hope not.
No, well, you know, not for the music, I hope. But if,
maybe
if it's
the
about
lifestyle.
The lifestyle, perhaps. Yeah. But we don't do as many drugs as people think we do.
Yep.
We do other... We do everything, but we do everything.
Well, I think
but I mean that also encompasses meditation and writing, being alone, being together. It's not all about the drugs. So.
Sure.
I think the most exceptional thing about the hippie lifestyle isn't necessarily about the drugs, but it's about how they fit into society. Yeah. And right now, in the state of the world economy, what else would you rather be doing than traveling the world and living off the fat of the land? Like we come in here to Prague, a beautiful city. We get to see Europe, and we get immediately treated. We get fed and we get beers.
And we get to play music
and
party.
I mean, what else? I mean, and all I hear about at home is people losing their jobs.
Yeah.
People going hungry. You know, I know, like, because San Francisco is one of the most expensive cities in America, and to be living there, in our age and in our stature in society
it's harder than
is
you think.
So difficult yeah. right now. And so to be living this hippie lifestyle, maybe it's looked down upon by people, but it's you know, it's in my opinion, in our opinion, I think it's the best way to be living right now at this point. Because we have a voice, you know, I think, and what we're doing, we're traveling and sharing it with people and in the most efficient way, you know?
Takže doufají, že nebudou špatnými rodiči, jako ty, které jsi zmiňoval, ale hlavně důležité je, co zůstane za muziku. A co se týče toho jejich životního stylu, který se neostýchají nazvat hippickým, tak to souvisí s tím, že oni nějakým způsobem reagují i na podle nich neúplně dobrou ekonomickou situaci v Americe a na světě a ptají se řečnicky, co lepšího bys chtěl dělat, než žít takovýhle život. Cestovat a žít z toho, co ti země dává. A oni popisují ten příběh dneška třeba, jenom že přijeli do Prahy, tady dostanou najíst a napít a pak budou mít večírek, zahrají si muziku a všechno je super. Přitom ve Frisku je hodně draho, je to jedno z nejdražších měst v Americe a lidé ztrácejí práci a jsou docela na tom špatně.
My se ještě jednou k desce Embrace a k konkrétnímu tracku vrátíme. Teď si ale dáme Grindermany, které si vybrala sama kapela. Proč? Prostě jenom z toho důvodu, že Grindermany se vám líbí?
So now we're gonna play Grinderman, No Pussy Blues.
This is our theme song, right? For this tour.
It is.
But you are six, so who's got a No Pussy Blues?
Wait, all
well,
of us?
All of us.
Wait,
I mean,
what do you mean?
Just because, I mean, women like pussy too, I think.
It's true.
Sorry, most women do, if you choose to accept it or not. Well, I don't want to speak for women, but Rachel can.
I won't speak for all women, but this song's great, and I love Nick Cave.
Nick Cave is a guy, and he's an example of a mature songwriter, and it's. I think he's got to be in his approaching his 60s.
Be careful if
he's 50.
He somehow hears
he's,
that.
He's 50.
Yeah.
He's 50.
Shh, oh, God.
Who else
is
50 that's still making great music? Maybe Bob Dylan.
Oh shoot, Jesus Lizard.
Jesus Lizard. Yeah, I mean there are a few, but very few.
But they rock.
No Pussy Blues od Grinderman je tematická píseň Sleepy Son. Abych to přeložil korektně, je to blues po možná ženském přirození, ale eufemisticky řečeno a ani v angličtině to není sprosté. A všichni členové Sleepy Son tímto blues trpí, protože, jak řekla Rachel, i dívky můžou mít No Pussy Blues.
Divoké No Pussy Blues v rámci dnešního rozhovoru se Sleepy Son. A tak se nabízí otázka, jestli i Sleepy Son jsou na koncertech divočejší, než jsou na nahrávce.
So this was a kind of wild track, but can we imagine you are in a live situation much more wilder than on a record?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh yes.
Even it rocks, you know, sometimes, but...
Oh yes, it's very much a performance. Our live show is, well, the live art versus the recording art is like night and day. But at the same time, we do try and bring the live energy on record, but I think the live show is more of a spectacle.
Because I dance a lot.
Rachel, well,
and I'm pretty drunk
night.
On stage.
And I saw a video, and you have also some...
Face paint, yeah. That's me.
And you'll have it tonight?
Yes.
Possibly, if we're feeling good.
Tonight, last night was my off night. I got in a fight with Brett. But tonight I feel good. And, you know, that was like 1 out of 1,000, really.
Yeah, really. I mean,
I'm that person.
I don't know actually anyone but Rachel that could stand living with 6 guys in a van 24/7. So this is like a very special.
Show me my equal,
very special,
and I will
woman.
Shake her hand.
So if anything, come out and see this very special womanly figure perform.
Well,
perform
womanly
on a
figure
stage.
Is misleading perform, and maybe false advertisement. But come
no
out
way.
And see Brett and I dancing together. Oh, we heard this thing that we heard this article that we are compared to. We're like two shamans fighting on stage, like conjuring spells, like Matt. We're like
yeah,
wizards.
You might be able to say, well, we deal with the energy sort of.
Yeah.
In ways that
look silly.
I think maybe look silly, but I think it's very unique. Like
it's natural. I mean
because. I think I feel something on stage that I've never felt in my life before.
Yeah, me too. I don't feel...
I think we're able to reach people in ways that I would never even thought was possible. So...
Okay, translate that.
Tak já to teď vezmu slovo po slově.
Pohádej se sám sebou, Tomáši.
Ne, samozřejmě většina lidí rozuměla, že Sleepy Sun naživo, jak říkal Brett, jsou noc a den s tím, co je na desce. Je to mnohem větší spektákl. Je to performance, koncert Sleepy Sun, který dneska můžete vidět v Chaparu, je performance. Rachel se někdy i maluje a jak je někdo popsal, jak se mi citovali, tak je dva, protože oba, Brett i Rachel, tancují. Sam asi se přidá i kapela. Zbytek kapely taky popisovali jako nějaké šamany a zkrátka je to hrozně moc baví a akorát prý kromě včerejška, kdy Rachel se pohádala s Brettem, tak se nenamalovala a netancovala, ale jinak je to asi hodně, ne, hodně divoké, hodně vizuální zážitek.
A předtím, než to dneska...
Bezkrátce.
Předtím, než to dneska rozbalíte, tak se rozhlédnete po publikum, jaké je to generační složení, jestli jsou tam spíš ti lidé, kteří zažili hippie éru, anebo spíš jakoby vlastně naše generace jejich vnuků.
Tak ovšem, jaký my tady máme hippíky, že jo?
To je druhá věc.
Nějaký normalizační, ne. Tonight when you look into your audience.
This isn't fair.
When I look into my audience tonight.
To... Your audience,
yes.
you decide whether it's like older generation of people who are maybe like this, psychedelia rock, or what do you? I would expect like younger people.
Oh
yeah, no,
you never know.
Not to say.
Do you decide
only?
Do you decide by the? Audience
no.
how to act
no.
like?
No, no, no.
How to play?
No,
not at all. But we definitely do feed. We can feed off the audience and
the energy.
And the more, yeah, and it doesn't necessarily mean dancing or you know headbanging. It I think
it does for
most
me.
Of us. Well, it doesn't for me. We can feel the reception and whether people are receptive to what we're displaying, and we can feel if they're not. And when there is that void and there is that blockage. It has the ability to affect our performance, but then, in that case, we come together and we play not to the crowd, but to each other. And then we're able to cross that void at times.
Jako pro každou kapelu je pro ně důležité publikum, ale ne zase tolik. Rozhodně se nerozhodují podle reakcí publika, jak budou hrát. A když je to publikum hodně tuhé, tak zkrátka si hrají pro sebe. Šest se jich uzavře v kruhu a hrají si pro sebe. Takže i když tam přijdou nějací lidé, kteří by to dneska chtěli nám, kteří se těšíme zkazit, tak Sleepy Sun budou hrát stejně dobře.
Hosty dnešní odpolední session byli za kapelu Sleepy Sun, Brett a Rachel. Thank you very much for coming
Thank
here.
Thank you.